Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We talked about this like a few weeks or months ago on if Jerry Jones actually had a price. So Peter King in his Football Morning in America column was talking about the purchase of the Denver Broncos. And the Broncos, I think, are about to go for $4.5 billion. Twice the number David Tepper paid for the Panthers in 2018. Denver's price will be about 30 times what Jerry paid for the Cowboys 33 years ago. 1989, he paid $150 million for the Cowboys and for Texas Stadium. As he has told us many times, he was losing $1 million a month. Lamar Hunt, the legendary owner of the Chiefs, called it the greatest risk he had ever seen an owner take. Jerry threw in a little Jimmy comment here that no one picked up on. He told Peter King, "Every day my motivation was simply to survive. I danced with the devil, and it created an edge with me. I didn't want Jimmy Johnson to F with me because I just lost my tolerance after what I went through in my early days." I've never heard Jerry say that.
That is completely a bunch of crock.
All the Jerry-Jimmy segments and talks that we've had, I've never heard Jerry say that. Early on, he got an edge because, right, you're fighting for survival.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're putting your family in jeopardy financially. And it created an edge. And he said he lost his tolerance, lost patience. And that contributed to the Jimmy fight. So, Forbes did their annual evaluation of franchises. The Broncos were 10th. So, Peter King said, okay, if the Broncos are 10th. And
by the way, they're at $3.75 billion.
Who?
The Broncos. That's their value from Forbes, $3.75 billion.
Yeah, but the new price that they're about to be sold for is apparently $4.5 billion.
Yeah.
So if they're 10th and about to be worth $4.5 billion, Peter King asked what the Cowboys were worth. Forbes had the Cowboys at $6.5 billion. But there's this guy in NFL circles that people talk to around this. I don't know, his name is Mark Gannis or something. Mm-hmm. He told Peter King he thinks Jerry would get 8 or 8.5. Peter King asked Jerry. Jerry said 10 up.
Yeah.
I guess that's a rich person's way of saying something. I've never heard 10 up. Peter King's like, what's 10 up mean? He goes, more than 10 billion. And then Jerry added, but let me make this very clear, quote, and I'll say it definitively. I will never do it. I will never sell the Cowboys ever. So sorry for the heartbreak to 50%, more than 50% of the Metroplex on your home of the Cowboys. Jerry saying even $10 billion could not get me to sell. As I said weeks and weeks and weeks ago, whenever we talked about this, there's no number you could ever put on it that it could ever get him to sell.
I agree. And he's probably right. I think he could get it about 10. I went and looked. So the Broncos are 10th, right? Their operating income, which is basically the profit realized from your operations after you deduct all your expenses. The Broncos is about $8 million their operating income. Take a guess what the Cowboys' operating income is. This is basically profit every year.
And the Broncos is what?
8.
Cowboys is 12?
Close. $280 million. Nobody else.
What?
Is above the Patriots are second with $142 million. The Giants are third most valuable franchise. Their operating income is minus $12.5 million every single year. The Washington football team is $25 million. The Niners lose $45 million every single year. The Eagles lose $26 million every single year, according to operating income. You've got to factor that in. Like, you got to factor in, like, every year you're making X amount of money on operating income. Like, that's what you're just bringing that in. It's just cash flow.
Wow.
That's why these organizations are going to sell for so much more than the value actually is, because you know you're going to have them pay a premium on gains that are going to be realized down the road. And Jerry knows that in 10 years, his franchise is going to be worth $10 billion. The Steinbrenner family knows that in 10 years, their franchise is going to be worth $10 billion. Like, that's what they're going to sell for.
It may be, but it may not if you actually look at the numbers. If you look at the growth between 2016 and 2020 of the value of the Cowboys, it's only gone up 43%. And I say only because the Cowboys don't have any championships to back even more growth. Look at the L.A. Rams. In the last 4 years, their value has gone up 176%.
Yeah, but they also moved to L.A.
Golden State Warriors, their value went up 147% because they're champions. The Cowboys are not.
You know, the Cowboys basically go up $500 million a year. No, seriously, like if you follow this, Cowboys and Yankees basically go up $500 million a year. And neither one of them wins titles. They just keep going up $500 million a year. And they're just going to continue like that. The Rams will taper off. But moving to L.A. boosted them a ton.
Sure. I wonder how many owners wouldn't sell for that type of offer.
The family ones wouldn't. The Joneses and
Kraft.
The Kraft, well, who knows? I don't know. I have no idea what Kraft's kids. Well,
he's got his kid there.
Yeah.
Kids, the one next to him.
The Steinbrenners won't sell. The Bus family probably won't sell. But, you know, if you have that, like you have.
Yeah, like, but a lot of people, I'm sure, have a son or a, you know, a nephew working in the organization.
Yeah. No, but if you own one of those three, like you're the Gatsbys. You live in a different world. I mean, all these people live in different worlds. But then, like, this is a different world from the rest of the world that they're already in. Like, the owner of the Cowboys and the Lakers and the Yankees are not the same as the owner of the Broncos and even the Red Sox or the Knicks. Like, owning the Lakers and the Cowboys and the Yankees, you're on a different level than everybody else in your sport. Like, you do not operate the same as the other people.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.